This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah for the blessing of being able to witness this sacred and blessed month, a month of forgiveness, mercy, and freedom from the hellfire. A month so amazing, so powerful, so full of virtues that one day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his beloved companions radiyallahu anhum, the month of Ramadan has come, a blessed month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated you to fast, and in it the gates of the heavens are open, and in it the gates of the hellfire are closed, and in it the devils are chained. And within it is a very special night, a night that is better than 1,000 months. And then he said, whoever is deprived of its good is truly deprived. We are witnessing the greatest nights of the year, ones that we don't know if we'll be fortunate enough to witness again. During these most blessed of days, would you like to be of those who rush to the forgiveness of Allah and Jannah? I know I would. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ali Imran, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And hasten, rush towards the forgiveness from your Lord and a paradise as vast as the heavens and the earth. Subhanallah, who is this forgiveness and paradise that is so great, promised and prepared for? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers that question. U'iddat lil-muttaqeen, prepared for the muttaqeen, those who are mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we might be thinking, do these special people, these muttaqeen, have any characteristics that we can know about so that we can try and work and be amongst them? And Allah answers, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْقَادِمِينَ الْغَيْضَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who spend in charity and they give during times of ease and times of hardship, and those who control their anger when they're angry and upset, and they forgive people. And Allah loves those who are doers of good. May Allah make us from them. Allahumma ameen. So we are all here because we're on a journey working towards a qalbun salim, a sound heart. That heart which leads to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Jannah. And I know it's easier said than done, but to be special, to be extraordinary, takes work. To acquire anything that is great takes hard work. So what about Jannah and the pleasure of Allah? One of the characteristics of a qalb salim is described in that beautiful ayah that we just recited. It is a heart that forgives for the sake of Allah, one that is not filled with malice and grudges towards others. And I know forgiveness isn't easy for some of us, especially when the offense was so great. And I know that every single one of us at some point in our lives, to different degrees, have been hurt by others. And I'm so sorry you had to go through that experience. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards you immensely and heals your pain. I know it's challenging to forgive those who hurt us, but we must understand that holding on to a grudge harms no one but our own selves. And forgiveness is not something we do for the person who hurt us. And it's not because they necessarily deserve it. First and foremost, we do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then for ourselves, so that we can find peace and move on, and so that we can gain the pleasure and the forgiveness and the great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can work on acquiring a qalb salim. Just to be clear, forgiveness is not about validating or justifying other people's wrongdoing to you. It's not making what they did okay. It wasn't okay. It's about giving yourself permission to let go and to not allow that person to control your emotions. to give up that valuable space that they're taking in your heart for something better. Forgiveness is an emotional gift that you and I can give ourselves. Letting go of these grudges is so important for our mental health. And if you would like to learn more skills to help yourself nurture and cultivate your mental wellness, join me for Journey 2021, which is an online self-paced program to teach you how to achieve spiritual and psychological wellness. And as a token of appreciation for spending time with me today, I'd like to offer you a discount. Use the coupon code QALBI20 for 20% off. Join me and the other instructors, as I would love to have you. And I'd like to leave you with one last thought. Our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the one who was physically and emotionally harmed by so many people, who was hurt for so many years by the words and actions of others. He, this man, once stood on the pulpit and gave his beloved ones some sincere advice. He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, "Be merciful to others and you will receive mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forgive others and Allah will forgive you." May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of our sins on this very blessed day. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to forgive others for His sake. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all a qalb salim. May we all be written among those who are freed and forbidden from the hellfire. And may He subhanahu wa ta'ala gift us all Jannah with our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ameen.